Elevate. Fox.
Welcome to the Elevate Podcast. It is episode 18, and it's been a while since we've done a podcast.
It's been a while because we've been busy, super busy.
Yeah.
But you know what? We really enjoy doing the podcast, so we thought, let's go back and do another one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, hey, it's good crack, and we enjoy kind of sitting down and getting a bit of a chat. Today's one's going to be, well, us shooting the breeze about basically the differences we see between a 2K a month personal trainer, coach, gym owner, studio owner, and a 10K a month.
Yeah.
So I know it's numbers and that's all it is. And if you think it's 8K a month, then you are bang on the money, actually. It's actually is the difference. So that's podcast over. So thanks for tuning in, guys. And if it really is, when we talk about money, it's really just a measure, like a metric of how you're doing, metric of how your business is growing, how many people you're reaching, and just kind of how you, your product is being observed in the marketplace. Yeah. So, I mean, that's it. And what we're going to do is we're going to go over the relative differences and key kind of differences that we see between a 2K and a 10K. And now what it'll be is first one's going to be mindset, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a big difference between
number one,
someone who's earning 2K a month and earning 10K a month.
In terms of mindset.
Yeah, for
number
sure.
Two is going to be marketing.
Yeah.
The way they market themselves, isn't it?
Oh, for sure.
And then number three is going to be like the business strategies implemented by this person.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll do, we'll talk about mindset first, eh?
Yeah. So the big thing that we see, I suppose, with guys that we come on to coach, who we coach within Elevate, personal trainers, the big thing that we see with, I suppose, the changes that happen straight away, the biggest changes that we see happening is their mindset.
Yeah.
Their mindset really starts to change because they start to get clear first and foremost on what it is that they want. And this is where a lot of personal trainers are kind of confused. They don't know what it is that they want. They don't know what they want their business to perform. They don't know where they want to be in 6 months' time or years or even further. So the mindset has to change. You have to look at things from a different perspective. So you have to get clear first and foremost. And when you've got clarity, I suppose the path then becomes that wee bit easier. So for guys that are coming in that say are earning 2K a month, they're not earning 2K a month because they want to earn 2K a month. They're just not really aware of how to earn 10K a month.
Mm.
And then that mindset starts to change once we can show them the steps of how they can actually do it. You gain more belief.
Yeah, I think, well, and from my kind of position as a personal trainer, coach, small business owner, whatever you want to say, I basically seen people that I knew were earning like 10K a month. So, and suppose when you're saying you don't know how to do it, you kind of do in one respect. Like you see what they're doing, but you don't implement it. Like
yeah,
you go, oh, well, they're really busy on social media. They're putting out all this stuff.
Yeah.
They're doing videos. You see what they're doing differently because that's very really obvious.
Yeah, but that's only in the surface level,
no,
really.
But even at that,
yeah.
I knew what they were doing, but I thought, I'm not going to do that. I want to get to 10K a month, but I don't want to do that.
And because what
you said about clarity, I'm like, if I was clear that I actually committed myself to doing it, then the whole situation and dynamic changes. You're like, okay, now I'm going to do the things that's going
that
to take
need
me.
To do.
Aye.
Yeah.
And that was without a mentor, without anyone like directing me towards that. I knew exactly what other people that were successful in my line of work were doing, but I wasn't committed to actually do it. I wanted it, I didn't feel the need. I didn't feel like it was one of my needs.
Yeah, you know? I suppose it's that thing we've talked about, which is the knowing-doing gap.
Aye.
You know what you want to do. You know what you should do, but then doing it is a completely different thing, and that comes down to our belief systems. There's a limiting belief there somewhere. We don't believe that we deserve it, or maybe we don't believe that we can do it. Maybe we feel stupid trying to do things that other people are doing. So there's a blockage.
Yeah.
There's a blockage there that is actually stopping you from taking the action that you should take in order for that to happen. And once you unravel that and you start to take action, then you gain a lot more confidence and a lot more belief in yourself, I suppose.
Well, I suppose when you're seeing that coming in, the revenue maybe building and the traction kind of happening and social media, then you start going, well, hold on, this is actually working. Now I believe that I can get there.
Yeah.
And I think for me, like, that commitment happened whenever I was able to establish why I actually wanted it. So it was like, right, okay, I kind of knew what people were doing on the surface, right? I didn't know what maybe was happening behind the scenes from their day-to-day actions. But, like, once I was able to establish why I wanted to do it,
yeah,
the actual vision, like, or the purpose, the reasons, then I was able to commit myself to the actual path and go, you know what? What does it take? Right, it takes a mentor. Right, I'm going to sign up to a mentor. Yeah. Simple as that. Because I'm now, I know why I want to do this.
You've got the desire there. Right.
And it wasn't because it was 10K a month.
Yeah.
It was what maybe the money was going to bring in terms of life changes. And even not just to me, but to my clients. Like, I was able to reach out. So if you're on 10K a month or whatever it is, you're reaching out to a lot more people.
Yeah.
You're helping a lot more people. Now, I'm not Mother Teresa, clearly. I said that loads of times. I'm not just doing this. Because if I was doing it for the passion of it, I would just be doing it for free.
Yeah.
But that's not what I'm about. I have needs. And of course.
You've got a family, you've got bills, you've got things that need to be covered. It's the same as all. And again, that comes back to the mindset thing.
Yeah.
Where people that are maybe, let's say, for instance, that are earning 2 to 3K, maybe they could be charging a lot more. Yeah. But they don't value themselves as much as they should do. The pricing isn't the right way. So again, that's going to limit how quick they can earn 10K as well too. So there's a lot of different issues. But I think for us, what we see a lot of times is number one, is the mindset. It has to change. And once you start to change that, then the 10K and 10K plus becomes a whole lot easier.
Aye, that's right. And I guess our limiting beliefs were passed on through our prices and through our clients.
Yeah.
So how can you, right, you, if you have the limiting beliefs that you can't do the 10K a month, then first of all, you're not even going to try because you're going to feel stupid. Trying, you're going to feel like a failure. So you want to avoid that. So if you believe in your head, it can't be done. You're not going to try and do the things that's going to take you there.
Yeah.
As I said in a post, it was basically like, it's like thinking you can fly. So basically, I know I can't fly, therefore I don't bother trying because I would feel fucking stupid running around a park flapping my arms up and down. But if I actually believed in any way that I could get there, I would be the first boy out flapping.
Of course.
I would be a flapper.
That's it. And it's about, again, that I suppose that comes right back down to environment and who you're surrounding yourself with. There's loads of different factors.
Yeah.
There is a lot of different factors that play into that. But I suppose it still comes down to some type of belief.
And programming, like we mentioned it loads, like there's this fixed mindset and growth mindset. And I mean, we've been programmed from an early age. And Seamus, obviously, you kind of speak more about that mindset aspect than I do. So even a wee bit about limiting beliefs fixed growth mindset.
We all grow up with limiting beliefs. I even put a post up on it today. Is your beliefs controlling your actions and your results? No, the things that you've heard growing up, like the things that you've been surrounded by growing up, money doesn't grow on trees, it's the root of all evil, you have to work hard and grind hard to get what you want, all those things, you'll never be as good as, is it a sibling, is it, all these things, if we internalize them, we create a belief around that, and what that belief does is it either stops us from taking action or limits the action that we do take, and unless we really actually unravel the beliefs that are holding us back, then we're not going to take the action needed in order for us to move forward.
And I think what happens is when we set out on our whole path, that you're talking about the clarity and seeing that path and the journey and stuff, when we set out on that, there's going to be obstacles that kind of reignite the old limiting beliefs and setbacks that, you know, we all face. And I guess what happens is the 10K a month PT or coach or whatever it is, they kind of foresee them things happening. But because they're so clear, and because their vision and their why is so strong that shit like that doesn't matter to them.
Yeah,
they just go back. They, oh, it's okay. I expect this to happen. Like, oh, I, what?
Their habits change.
Aye. Well, the polarized opinion as well. Because as we've kind of always established that, you know, when you put out a statement that's maybe something that is new to the marketplace, you're going to sometimes polarize opinion. And you're going to have people that say, you know what? What the hell are you talking about? That's bullshit. That can't happen. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And when you're new and fresh and it's a new idea, then that's going to happen and you have to expect it and you have to be willing to take that and go, you know what, you're not for me, but you're not actually the person I'm talking to. I'm talking to these people and this is who I can help.
Exactly. And that can crumble so many people.
Yeah.
Like if you get backlash on social media, or again, somebody gives you one of their beliefs or one of their opinions and it's not in line with you, but you're not in a supposing a state mentally to actually absorb it, or yeah, like, absorb it, let it bounce off, yeah, and just get on with what you're doing, then those things can stop you in your tracks big time.
I understand if someone would have taken offense to something I said, which, geez, that couldn't happen. Like, how could that happen whenever I'm so perfect? I understand where they come from. I come from a place where I know where you're at right now in your head. Maybe I've been there myself or whatever it is, but I understand that they're always going to have their opinions, and that's cool. And I want people to have that, but it wouldn't be any way a setback in my path, because I know exactly where I'm heading.
Exactly, and that's it. And that comes back down to your goals, why you're doing what you're doing, and the desire for you to achieve it. You know what you want. No, having a strong reason why is always going to push you forward, no matter what setbacks come, or who says this or who says what. It really doesn't matter. You're still going to continue on. Like.
And again, I suppose that's down to the kind of habitual things we're doing daily. Yeah. They actually get us there, you know.
Habits is massive, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, especially if they're in line with what the hell you're doing.
Exactly, yeah.
Because then we can understand them, even breaking them down in order to plan for things to happen.
Yeah.
So, like, if you are planning to get the 10K a month mark, it's not going to happen overnight. And I think the 10K a month people understand that. But maybe a 2K a month, I was definitely, from my point of view, very much more reactive. I didn't plan out my days. Mm. You know, it was like, okay, I need a client. Oh, fuck, I need a client right now. Let's go look for clients.
Yeah.
You actually done a post today in the group, our inner circle group, about reaping and sowing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was really good. If you want to even relate that back, the
listeners. Yeah, I suppose it comes down to our habits. Like, everything is controlled by our habits. 95% of what we do sometimes is automatic. We don't even know the habits that we're doing every single day. And again, that comes down to our programming and everything else. But we need to understand the habits that are pushing us forward or habits that are pulling us back. And if we can identify what habits don't serve us anymore in order for us to push past, then we can start to unravel them. We can start to replace them and we can start to gain new habits, because you can guarantee that if you have goals that aren't in line with, if your habits aren't in line with your goals, then you're never going to get there. So you might have a goal that is 10K a month and you want to do it consistently and above, but all your habits are telling me something different. Mm. All your habits aren't the same habits that a guy that's earning 10K plus a month is doing. Mm. So maybe you are out every weekend, maybe you're not working on a Monday, maybe you're not on social media, maybe you're not striving to push your business forward, maybe you're not doing morning formulas, maybe you're not looking after yourself, self-care, you're not around the right people. These are all habits. Yeah. All those things, we have a choice every single day to do those things. We can make them a habit. And when we make our habits that are in line with who we are and who we want to become every single day, then it moves us closer to that goalpost. Mm. And if your habits aren't in line with the person that you want to be, you're not going to hit that goal. It's that simple.
Yeah, 100%. I guess every decision you make is based on, right, is this taking me closer to B or is it pulling me back to A? So,
yeah.
And that's, I guess, it.
Yeah.
Everything has to be based around that, because you need to be that person that's standing to be already. So making the decisions based on that person. Like, if we take it back to the kind of the body composition world where, you know, we take someone from maybe 20 stone down to 15 stone, it's amazing. But when they get to 15 stone, maybe they're still making the decisions based on the 20 stone person that they were.
Yeah.
So it takes them right back to being that person.
Yeah,
okay,
that's self-image.
Aye. So you haven't actually changed within. Mm. You're still making decisions based on the previous person that you were trying to get away from. I would just say on the planning aspect, like planning your day out, that is a massive part for me in terms of the changes I've made to become more successful in business. And I'll relate this kind of a story that I learned when I was driving, learning how to drive, which is, 20 years ago. But anyway, when I was learning how to drive, basically I was looking at the road ahead and the driving instructor kept seeing me kind of looking directly like 2 meters at the road ahead, so I couldn't see any corners that were coming up, so I wasn't adjusting the car. I'm sitting steering a wheel here and no one can see me. So I wasn't making any adjustments that I needed or any indicators. You couldn't see things coming. He said, listen, no, you got to take your gaze up. You have to be looking literally about 50 metres ahead, not 2 metres, so you can adjust and see what happens then with the road ahead.
Yeah.
So,
and for planning's me, exact same. Yeah.
Planning is, that was it. That was a massive game changer for me. Like, not being reactive to things, not and being able to plan out months in advance of where it was going. That was even down to changing from a cash business, the online payment system, which was a massive change in terms of money management, but even managing marketing tactics and, you know, content strategies and where it was going with packages, upserving people.
Managing yourself as well too, you know, and planning that out.
Even for, like you've mentioned, self-care, like that, like I'm willing to work 7 days a week, like 15 hours a day because I'm a weirdo. But that can't go on for too long. It's not productive.
It's not productive. It's not that's not going to move you closer to the needle. Like,
especially when I've worked out that my why was generally for family. And if I'm spending 15 hours a day working, then I'm clearly not spending enough time then.
Yeah, so the big difference is, again, is the habits. It's about creating the habits that are going to move you closer. So if your goal is to be a personal trainer that's earning 10K a month consistently, then what can you change, I suppose, within your business right now? If you're listening to this and you are in that position, what habits aren't moving you closer? You know, what maybe beliefs aren't moving you closer? And what can you do to change it?
What environment's not moving you closer? Because that was a big one, like, for me too. Like, you got to be changing that environment if you're looking to, to get... as I said, every decision has to be based around that.
Yeah.
Like, if your why is strong enough, then you'll do that.
Your environment's crucial. It's probably one of the most important things. Because if you're surrounding yourself with people who don't have ambition, who aren't out there striving, who have no real clear goal, and they couldn't care less about money or 10K or whatever it may be, if you're surrounding yourself with those people on a consistent basis, what are you going to do? You're going to conform. You're going to think the way they think. And you're going to start to develop that mindset. Your thinking is going to be on that same level, which is going to change your level of energy and your actions and everything else that you do every single day. So by being in an environment that is something that is going to lift you higher, you're going to start to improve how you think and feel about yourself. You're going to start to change beliefs because you start to see things are possible. Mm. You're starting to see people doing what it is that you want to do. And then you surround yourself with that person or that group and it inspires you.
Yeah.
You move into that action that you need every single day by looking to match whoever it is in your group, whatever peers you have. So environment is massive, massive.
I guess we'll kind of try and not keep this too long, but we'll move on to marketing now, which was the second aspect of, you know, the differences that we see, a massive difference. Maybe start with, like, avatar, I suppose. I know avatar's not, we don't like using it, like your target audience, like personal trainers, gyms, any small business, I suppose, not really knowing
who they
serve. Customer. And maybe trying to serve, like, everyone is a massive one. That, I mean, that's what we see. People try and please everyone.
Yeah.
Anyone that's interested in their system, that's my customer, bring them in.
Yeah.
And
they're not the right fit.
They're not the right fit. They end up draining you.
Yeah.
You end up, and you do, there is an element of people pleasing, because when you're serving the public, I mean, that's exactly what you're doing. You're trying to please them. So what you don't want to do is trying to please everybody. Everyone, because you end up a people pleaser and they end up taking over your business and you make decisions based on that.
Yeah.
And they're not out to help your business. Like, they're out to help themselves, clearly. Because when you pay for a product, you're not going, oh, I'm trying to serve this company or whatever. You're trying to say, this is going to serve me.
Exactly. I think that's one of the big differences that we see is clarity. Clarity on who it is that you're actually trying to work with, who it is that you know that you can work with, know your speciality, know what is it, where are you really good, where is most of your time better spent, know what is it that you're better at than anybody else.
Exactly.
And getting really dialed in on that and working with that specific population is automatically going to clear up so much bandwidth, because you have a lot more free time not to be thinking about X, Y and Z, and you focus in on your target and where you're going, I suppose.
And if you can do that with your marketing, if you can let people know that, here, actually, I don't serve everyone. The problem or the pain that you have is specific, and here's how I fix it, and this is what I do, and this is how I'll serve you. Then people will, first of all, pay more, because then it's not just a generic product that everyone's getting. It's actually specific to their needs and pains. And secondly, as Seamus said, you'll be happier with the product, because the chances are, well, what we've seen is people's avatars are quite similar to what they were maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because they know them inside and out. They've been stuck, and this is for the fitness business especially, they've been stuck in the position they were stuck at before at some point. So they feel they know their client really well. So in order if I was helping the me, which I am now, 5 years ago, it makes me more happier.
Yeah.
Because
you understand them.
I understand them. And yeah. I know where they were. And I know what it feels like to get unstuck.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's not even 5 years ago for me. It's like freaking 2 years ago.
That's it. At the end of the day, if you can relate that, you can relate your own, well, I suppose struggles and your own things that you've went through and how you overcame them, then you're able to speak that person a lot easier.
100%. And I think that the other thing people do, personal training, fit pros especially, is they don't work on results. So they don't market themselves on a result. They market themselves on a feature. Like, I do 15 smoker PT sessions a week and I give you a diet plan, blah, blah, blah. And no one cares.
No.
Like, literally, they just want to know, hey, are you going to take me from size 14 to size 10 or whatever it might be? Or is it the performance goal? The
easiest
goal?
Way possible.
Hey, just let me know that you can do that. And let me know with all your marketing, with all your testimonials, all your pictures.
Yeah.
If you show me
a
picture of you with your abs, I don't care.
Exactly.
I want to know how, you don't even wear dresses. So, like, well, sometimes on Saturday night. But
it's that thing, like we said before, information without emotion doesn't really get taken in. And this is where a lot of personal trainers that are trying to do better and they're not really understanding marketing, I suppose, and they're sticking up like posts on timetables or pictures, a lot of pictures of themselves and everything else, and it's not speaking to anybody. Nobody wakes up in the morning that is overweight, feeling depressed, low in confidence and self-esteem, that wakes up in the morning and looks for a timetable.
No.
It's not inspiring. That's not what they're looking for.
No.
They're looking for a specific pain, problem to be solved. And when you understand marketing and content and who you're actually speaking to, I suppose, in terms of avatar, etc., all that, then that's the differences that we see as well from guys who are doing really, really well and excelling. They know how to speak to their customer. They 100%. Know how to touch them on that emotional level.
They don't touch them physically. The other thing is, like, even we spoke about mindset, to start your mindset as a small business owner. Well, being able to tap into your customer's mindset and being able to tap into the conversations that they're having with themselves is a key to marketing. That's massive in marketing.
Yeah.
And if you can do that, then they'll start believing in you and they'll even empathy.
Hmm.
Like if you can get a customer to empathize, or you can empathize with a client, customer, prospect, whatever you want to call them, then you're getting somewhere with your marketing. Then your marketing actually has an objective instead of just being a timetable. Like, there's no objective of the timetable. I mean, well, apart from to let people know what times you, or let people you know you exist and the times that you have up. But at the end of the day, they know that.
Exactly.
You know, that's not usually a big obstacle for them signing up.
It's not. It's not what you want to be putting out anyway.
And then we suppose we could talk about, like, the organic side of this. Like, what can you do? And this is without paying anything. This is without doing anything. But what can you do to start marketing yourself better? And I would say, even I'll start this with maybe putting up some content that engages them, that forces, not forces engagement, but will get them to maybe write underneath and start up a conversation. Because content, I guess, is about starting up conversations. All you want to do is open
that channel.
It's social
media.
Aye. And that's a massive thing too.
Yeah.
Like, they're on this to be entertained. Like, Facebook wants you to entertain them in some way. And they actually punish you for putting up, like, really rubbish posts, especially on your business page. If it's not having any interaction, you'll probably see less people will see your next post, kind of, and vice versa, obviously. So engaging content, like asking questions, finding out data about your potential clients, prospects, whatever you want to call them, find out what they want to see, what they need in their lives, so you can start actually fulfilling in that and bringing in what they need. And that's all free. Like, we would have had to pay for surveys and crap like that years ago, and it's not needed anymore. It's all there in front of you.
Yeah.
So using it for that.
Yeah, so that's, I suppose that's a big difference, isn't it? Where, like, the differences that we're seeing, again, going back to that personal trainer, a 2K or 10K, is they're understanding those things that wee bit sharper, that wee bit better.
Mm.
They are putting out a lot of good, engaging content that is getting a lot of traction, and it's getting them a lot of interaction with their prospects, which is, in turn, giving them free leads. And you can do that, and you can build a business. Like, there's guys in there within Elevate with us who are doing 10K a month and over without ever paying an ad. So, and we're teaching them these systems and how to do it properly. So they are getting a lot more traction through engagement. And then being strategic about it as well too, which is massive, because if you're not being strategic in terms of what you're doing on your social media or on your business page or your marketing, then you're leaving it to chance. And when you leave things to chances, chances are it's not going to work out right.
So even going back to strategy there, like, you know, putting up a timetable. Like, what is your strategy now? Yeah. Like, people that don't know you, I just think that people throw stuff out without anything behind it. Like, no objective. Open like, sticks. You need to have something right. Is this a brand awareness? Are you trying to let people know what you actually do?
Where you are?
Yeah. Are you trying to establish what they want? Or are you trying to establish where they are in the funnel? Like, in terms of how close are they to signing up with you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to get them on Messenger? Are you trying to get them on a strategy call? Mm. What is it
that what you're is the objective?
Right. So you almost start with, I start with an objective first, and then I'll work back and say, right, well, what does this actually need to be? Because
it gives
like?
You guidance exactly for what you're putting out.
100%. The other thing is the consistency. And I don't mean the thickness. I mean the consistency in terms of your posts. How often are you doing this? Are you, is this something you're sitting down on Sunday and strategically working out? Yeah. Is this like sporadic?
Do people see you flat out for like 2 weeks and then you drop off and you're away again for another 2 weeks and then you're back for a week again? At the end of the day, it has to be consistent. Now, we don't mean that you have to be consistently putting up nonsense five posts a day, of course. Quality over quantity all the time,
100%.
But being consistent and people knowing that you're there, people like your prospects knowing that you're around, and there's consistency in your message.
Oh, that's there
has to be consistency in your message,
even the consistency in the message. A big one, like, you can't be talking about, like, I don't know, I don't want to bring up anyone start going, oh no, he's talking about me.
Aye.
But you can't be talking about one thing and then completely be the polar opposite and stand on the other side of the fence the next week.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that quite a lot, people jumping over sides.
Mm.
Like, just be yourself.
Exactly.
You don't have to be anyone else, just be totally yourself.
Yeah.
And it's, if they don't like you, they don't like you. As long as you're clear and you have that vision, it doesn't matter.
No.
Like, we're going back to that mindset, but what really won't matter, and that's something I think people are stuck in the mindset where this is what people want to hear. I'll say this. This is what people.
Personal trainers write content in personal trainers.
And that's a massive factor. Well, that's, and you know what?
They shouldn't be doing that.
I probably would have done it. Like, I would have said that would be me. Like, I would have wrote things up. And, oh, what do you see? How smart I am this week? What do you see? What I googled this week?
Exactly.
And that's not
just complete jargon.
That's it. Like, and that you can't.
Yeah.
You can't do that. No, I'm not saying, by the way, let's go back. See, even the timetable, you could turn around and go, oh, you know what? I put a timetable up last week and someone signed up.
Yeah.
That's cool. They were probably, well, they were probably two of one things or two of one things. That doesn't even make sense. Anyway, they were probably one of two things. That one, they were ready to sign up anyway and they just need kind of that wee push over the edge. Or two, they are completely drowning. Like, let's put it as an analogy. You're drowning in the water and someone comes up to you with a buoy and they're going to save your life. You're not going to go, oh, hold on, can you tell me a wee bit about yourself first? Can you tell me your qualifications? Can you tell me what age you are, where you come? They don't care. They're literally drowning in their pain, and the first person they see flashes up on Facebook, they're going, here, I'm signing up.
Yep.
And there is a few people out there like that. Exactly.
Sure.
So, just in case anyone pulls me on that one.
I'd love to see the stats of how many people sign up by seeing a timetable.
Exactly. I would say it would be very few. And then, so we talked about consistency, maybe leveraging stuff. So there's a lot of organic stuff we can leverage. Like, we can build up email lists.
Yeah.
We have loads of friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
Loads of friends. Well, I don't know if you have loads of friends on Facebook. But fake Instagram. We have Instagram. We have people currently in the system.
Yeah.
We've got so many things you can leverage without actually...
People who are interacting with your posts, even from just a like.
Yeah.
Now, again, like, a lot of people are always trying to fish out of... somewhere else. They're looking outside of what they currently have at their reach. You know, people that have interacted with their posts before, people that are already on maybe a private group that they have, people that are already within their business in terms of referrals. There's loads of things. There's loads of things that people overlook. They're always looking for the shiny new object, the new funnel, the new ad, this, that, and the other, when they could leverage the shit out of a lot of stuff they already have.
They could do.
Big time, and they can increase their numbers that way.
Yeah. Okay, so we're on the kind of marketing aspect. I suppose, I don't know if this would tie in, but package and offer. We talk about what are you actually offering. I suppose it relates to the result that they want to get. But probably more of a business strategy than anything else.
Mm.
Like, I would say the wrong offer, creating the wrong offer completely, mm-hmm. for, but it's not in line with your avatar to yeah. start with, and doesn't actually create a result at the end of it is yeah. another big one. Like, just offering one-to-one sessions randomly, no one's changing after one session.
No.
Right?
One session a week.
No, no one's changing after that.
Like. Yeah.
And the problem is with that is you maybe charge them for a session. They think they're signing up for a result, but they don't get it. And therefore, then they relate it back to you not working.
Yeah.
Like, you're broke. You're broke, it's not me.
Yeah.
But and actually, then, it was the offer that was broke.
Exactly. And what that does then, I suppose, as a personal trainer, is it eats away at your confidence, eats away at your self-esteem, all those types of things. And then you're not really focused on, again, where does it you're going? Because you don't believe in your product. Because person's coming in there once a week and getting the results.
Yeah,
of course. That's it.
Right. And I mean, if you, I would work back on that one as well. Like, look where I'm trying to get them. I'm trying to get them stuck to unstuck. How long is it going to take? How much effort do I need to put into this? Is there going to be groups? Is it going to be one-to-one? And then I'll kind of try and create a price out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing out of the offer is it needs to get a result.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not getting a result. Is it even an offer?
Mm.
It's not going to be an offer that works for a very long time. You know, I'll give you that. But that needs to be probably one of the biggest things in your business.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, it is. It's the biggest thing. Because if you... Like, we... Noel actually did a video on Facebook last week about us and our values at Elevate and who we like to work with. First and foremost, you have to be a personal trainer that has got results.
Aye.
You have to have a good product.
Aye.
You have to have something that we can help you understand and work with and make it better. But if you're not a personal trainer that has... proven by a track record of getting results consistently and you've never got a result as a coach and a trainer, then we aren't what you need.
No, definitely.
There's nothing that you need to do in terms of marketing there. You need to go and fix your product. You need to learn more. You need to be a more competent trainer. You need to actually get results for people and then try and grow your business because unless that's fixed, that's never going to work. It's
no, I mean, and you'll not enjoy it either. Like, we can't market a turd.
Exactly. loads of turds marketing.
We think we're really funny. Like, they're probably listening going,
what are they on about?
These boys are absolute dicks. Right, here we're going back to the difference between the 10K and 2K. Let's look at it from this perspective. Like, £25 an hour for one-to-one. Would that be reasonable in saying that's a
going rate?
And that's probably even higher than a lot of... I think it's 15, 20. Yeah. So £25, like, and I'm talking the average kind of trainer about in an area. What are you going to have to do to get 10K a month from that? I'm going to let you know. You're going to have to do 100 hours a week.
Easy.
So that's 100 hours a week you're going to have to do for 10K a month. That is no holidays. That is, like, if you wanted to work 6 days a week and maybe take a Sunday off, if you're lucky, it's 17 hours work a day.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves you with 7 hours sleep, which is ideal. So if you want to do that, it's perfect.
You're going
to
need it.
Now, you don't get a lunch break. And you don't eat. You're not eight.
We're one of me hats with straws.
Two protein shakes.
Protein shakes.
Of course. So I suppose when we talk about purchase an offer, are you going to get 10K a month if you're offering £25 an hour sessions?
Yeah.
Realistically, no.
No.
Simple as that.
No.
And that's and then I think that's what's broken a lot of people. So if that's a mic drop moment or whatever it is, then...
Yeah.
That wasn't easy to change
to be fixed.
Your business.
Yeah.
Because don't even think about... like trying to get there. It's unrealistic. And you know what, we're going back to this. I don't think I have to say it, but maybe I have to. If you're happy with what you've got, forget about going to 10K. Fuck that. You just do keep doing what you're doing and be happy in your life. This is trying to set, I mean, I'm a growth person and a lot of personal trainers I know are. Like, I kind of focus on growing and progressing all the time. Same in training, same in life, same all aspects, business as well. So my thing is, this is a metric for how I'm doing. So I use it as that. It's as simple as that. If you're happy with your shit, don't bother doing it. But if you want to get there, the 10K, and you're doing £25 a session, well, I've just let you know how you need to do it. It's 100 hours a week.
Yeah, easy. So,
easy breezy, 17 hours a day. Boom, fuck, sure, stop complaining. Can it take your client from stuck to unstuck?
But
probably have the right system in that. That's cool. But
even going back to that, then that's why, like, there's a massive burnout. That's why there's such a massive burnout in the industry. Maybe they're not trying to get 10K, but they're trying to increase their income, and they don't have the right system, the right method, and they're burning out.
Aye. And how you, I'm not, I'm, a lot of people say, oh, what are you going to do? Just double, make a like £50 a session and they have to charge £50. That's unfair. Well, no, that's not what I'm saying, but I don't think it is unfair anyway. Is it unfair that Ferrari charge, you know, over £100,000 for the car and someone else charges £6,000? No, because it's all based, it's relative, and it's based on a feeling that they're selling, whatever. But what I'm saying is there's other ways to do it.
Yeah.
Like you can maybe still do. Well, here's a simple one. You do £25 a session, but there's two people on it. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Just made you £10,000 a month. Not in, but anyway. But what I'm saying is there's other ways around it. Don't see it as linear.
Yeah.
Like, look and sit down and work it out and strategize.
Yeah.
And that's what the difference is. Some people just go, boom, this is the only way to do it. £25 a session. Boom. Aye. And again, what happens with it, even that is people do burn out. People do lose passion. People do not get results because the offers...
Because they're drained. Because not only that, you have to take into account, right, you're spending all those hours on the gym floor. Then you have to deal with the clients themselves, which is their nutritional needs, all their accountability, everything else. Where are you getting time to do that?
Yeah, I know. And that's sleep. Where they are getting results, because
exactly.
Like a face-to-face session, what is it? Maybe it's 2 hours out of their whole week.
Yeah.
A week's a long time.
Small percentage.
And that is a tiny percentage, and you're not going to get results from that.
Yeah.
There's other ways of doing it. There's automations, there's systems, there's strategies behind all this.
Yeah.
And that's how we do it.
Yeah.
Basically,
and how we're helping people bridge that gap.
Exactly. And like, time is a massive thing with personal trainers, and we understand that, and we work ways around it. There is things you will be delegating. There is automation you can bring in that still leaves an element of personal, you know, because problem is people see automation as like a bot thing, like and that switches clients off. They're like, I'm working with a bot here. I'm not actually working with Noel. But we make it where it's personalised and there's a human element to it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem like you're kind of working with a bot. I just want to mention front-end offer and back-end offer and the difference between that, if you want to
chat about that. So I suppose what we see a lot of time is there is no real back-end offer. There's no strategy there. There's nothing in terms of looking at their business as a whole and how they can actually start to increase their client base or their membership base. So everything is a front-end offer, and that's what they're trying to sell consistently. So they're constantly, example, like a 6-week shred or a 28-day challenge, and they feel that that's their product.
Yeah.
That then becomes their business, and it's constantly being regurgitated over and over and over again with no ulterior motive or no like long-term strategy behind it.
Aye.
Yeah. So you can't just keep selling front-end offers. You can't keep just selling challenges and selling this over and over again to the same people over and over again, because it's not building your business.
No.
It's not helping your business grow. There's strategies to that, and there's reasons why they're there. But you have to understand what the process is, I suppose, and where you actually get the growth within your business.
Yeah.
And understand those methods and how you can apply them better.
100%. Yeah. So that's what we would like to say. The back end is something that's going to be recurring, and you're going to keep having to force people on your front end offer if there is no,
If there's no strategy. And that's what we help people do. We help them understand. Yeah.
That's it. Now, your front end offer is great for a lead magnet and getting people to have a taster of it, but it's not the be all and end all.
Well, at the end of the day, like, people become fed up seeing the same stuff over and over and over again. They're trying to flog a dead horse.
And then it's, you know what sometimes happens, believe it or not? People sell a 6-week shred, and at the end of 6 weeks, they say, right, see you later.
Yeah.
Bye. Oh, well done for 6 weeks. Right, I'll chat to you later on. I'm just dealing with your sister here. You know, that's not the way you do it. You're trying to think about what's after this.
Yeah.
What is actually after this? What's my main goal? Anyway, last one. We want to talk about a wee bit about time, because that is a actual business strategy, I suppose. And it's something that we deal with quite a lot, even in Elevate and day-to-day in ourselves, actually. Planning and scheduling's obviously helped us loads.
Yeah.
Delegating's another aspect of that.
Yeah.
Procrastination's a big one.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever hear the phrase, eat that frog? And eat the biggest frog first? Well, sometimes people just keep putting that thing, them things off constantly. Yeah. Where they're sitting on a 6-week shred that they've been waiting to launch, or they want to do online, but they've been fucking looking at it for 2 years.
Wasting time.
And even day-to-day stuff, like the video, like the post, like scheduling, like sitting down and planning your week out. Like all those things that they know they have to do, but they don't do. And
you can't, like, people say, oh, manage your time management, but you, I suppose you can't do that. It's only yourself. You manage your actions, you manage yourself. can't manage time, you can't do anything with it, but you can definitely manage the actions that you take.
And just talking about time, we're running out of it because we have a client we're going to meet.
Yeah.
So guys, what we'll say is if you have any more questions on this, I mean, contact us on our Facebook page, Elevate Mentors Facebook page.
Yeah, if you are that personal trainer who is sitting between 2K and 10K, or you've been maybe in the industry a while, and you see guys that are doing maybe that wee bit better than you, and you're wondering why they're doing it, then give us a shout. No, if you are burning out and things aren't working out how you want them to work out, and you do have all the knowledge and the training aspect, nutrition and training, you know you're a quality PT, but you're not getting the results in terms of your business money, results that you want, then reach out. It's not anything on you to reach out and ask for help.
No.
At the end of the day, if you want to get this certain target and you want to get this certain level, then reach out and ask for people who can help you get there. It's that simple. So if you do want to book a call, jump on a call with us and we'll be glad to chat.
100%. I mean, Mentors has helped us massively and still continue to help us every single day in terms of our business. So, I mean, it works for us. We're not telling you something that we don't do.
Exactly.
So if you are interested in taking the next step, if you are interested in furthering your business, you have enjoyed the content we're putting out, then please reach out and we will get a chat to you over the phone and see what we can do to actually help your business.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll be back with another episode very soon.
Yep. Elevate.